From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama continues his review of the strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan this week, but his spokesman says there's one option he is not considering. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says that the president is considering a lot of different options for the war in Afghanistan, now entering its ninth year. But pulling up stakes and withdrawing lock, stock and barrel is not one of them.
No part of the conversation involved was leaving Afghanistan. I don't think we have the option to leave. That's quite clear.
The president's top general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, is ready to ask for up to 40,000 more troops to prosecute a counterinsurgency strategy that focuses on protecting civilian populations. Others in the administration are looking at the option of committing fewer troops and focusing on a counterterrorism strategy that uses predator drones and special forces to go after al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Tomorrow, President Obama briefs congressional leaders on his Afghanistan review. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama met with 150 doctors from every state in the union today at the White House to press his case to overhaul the nation's health care system. The president told the group that they have more credibility on the issue than anyone else. Mr. Obama says health care professionals are the strongest supporters of the proposed health care changes. But Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming disagrees. Barrasso, an orthopedic surgeon, says many doctors, nurses, and patients don't like the proposals. The federal government has launched the most ambitious flu vaccination campaign ever, but officials say it will be weeks before everyone who wants vaccine against swine flu can get it. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The very first doses of pandemic flu vaccine went to healthcare workers in Memphis and Indianapolis. They got the nasal spray type, the only one available now. Shipments are beginning to trickle down to local institutions, often in lots of only 100 doses. At first, much of it will go to healthcare workers. That's to prevent them from passing the flu to their patients and keep them from getting sick during the height of the flu season. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put 160 million Americans on a priority list to get vaccinated against swine flu. That's more than half the population. But it will be some weeks before much of the new vaccine will be available, and it remains to be seen how many Americans will want it. Richard Knox, NPR News.
President Obama has given federal agencies 90 days to develop plans for reducing their greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2020. The order also calls for a 30% reduction in petroleum use in vehicle fleets by then, along with greater efficiency of water usage by the year 2020. The president has made tackling climate change one of his top domestic and international priorities. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 112 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 20. You're listening to NPR News. The government has acknowledged that it filmed some of the earliest interrogations of a terror detainee who was in CIA custody. A court has ordered the government to release those tapes to the detainee's attorneys. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Mohammed Al-Qahtani was one of the first suspected terrorists picked up after 9/11. He was held in solitary confinement for 3 months, and then interrogators began a program that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had personally authorized. The program was designed in stages of increasing intensity, progressing through nudity, sleep deprivation, extreme temperatures, and more. Now a judge has ordered the government to hand over videotapes of Qahtani, filmed just before the harsh treatment began. The Center for Constitutional Rights represents Qahtani. Lawyers there hope these tapes will show his mental state. A few months after the abusive treatment began, Qahtani confessed to being part of the 9/11 conspiracy. His lawyers say it was a false confession elicited through torture. Qahtani is now at Guantanamo awaiting a war crimes trial. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty in the trial of a Guantanamo detainee charged in the 1988 bombing of two American embassies in Africa. Ahmed Gailani of Tanzania was the first Guantanamo detainee indicted in the United States. Gailani was transferred to New York in June. He is scheduled for trial in September of next year. The attacks at the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. Again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 112 points, closing at 95.99. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.